Greetings from Another Day with Jesus, a daily word by Pastor Preachy from the heart of God. As you receive the word, prepare your heart and mind to receive Him.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this beautiful new day. I hope that today you are continuing to draw closer to the Lord. One of the signs of a nearness to God is that we will catch what is in the heart of God. And the heart of God is all about the salvation of people. It is about redemption of mankind. It is about nations coming to the light of Jesus. Today, if you really believe that you are getting closer to God, then it needs to manifest in the way that you increasingly become passionate for the things of God, for the cities that you live in, and for the nations that you live in. It is not just a matter of how you're physically or geographically placed in a locality. It is also about all those nations where you have access, where you have friends, where you have business going on, where you have clients or employers from those nations. As a child of God, you have the right to hold on to those nations when you go to God in prayer, to bring those nations before the throne of God and expect the grace that God has given you, the authority that God has given you, the influence that God has given you in those places, in those nations, that God can use you to become the light of that land, to become the salt in that land. The psalmist, he prays in Psalms 79 and verse 8, "Don't hold the sins of our forefathers against us. Come to us quickly, for we desperately need your compassion." If you're passionate about praying for your city and your nation, then this is something that you can echo. He's saying, we know that our forefathers have sinned against you. We know that the generations that have gone before us, they have rebelled against the ways of God. They have deviated from the principles of God. They have deviated from the word and the voice of God. But today, our prayer is that you would not hold the sins of our forefathers against us. Something that is very key in understanding intercession is that we are not just fighting against a principality that has risen up in the last 1 week. This has been going on for generations. This has been going on for decades. And that's why an intercessor that has spiritual intelligence will investigate, will read up on that land, will ask people, will seek the heart of God, will ask for revelation and understanding and discernment on the root cause of certain repetitive issues that is happening in your city and in your nation. And once you locate a certain problem, once you locate a certain issue, you need to bring it before God and say, "Lord, I want you to forgive the sins of our forefathers." You would see this in the pattern of prayer that Nehemiah prayed, the way Ezra prayed, the way that Daniel prayed even when he was in exile. He said, "God, our forefathers, they have sinned against you. We admit the fact that they have sinned against you, but now we are coming before you for forgiveness. We are coming before you with a repented heart on behalf of the generations that has gone ahead of us." I want you to understand this. Our repentance may not necessarily save their souls, but it can undo the effect of their decisions. It can overturn certain negative things that they have put into place because of their ungodliness, some patterns, some curses that have been following the nation because of compromises that are made even away from the public eye, things that are hidden, things that are not revealed to everybody. All those things can be undone when you repent on their behalf and when you bring it to God and you say, "God, we want your hand upon our nation one more time." The second statement in that same verse, the psalmist prays, "Come to us quickly, for we desperately need your compassion." He is inviting God to come and visit them, come and visit the city, the nation. And he says, It is because of your compassion that we ask you to come. Not because of our good works. Not because we've been perfect. Not because we've been always right. No, but because of your compassion. We desperately need your compassion. We ask you to come and help us quickly. I don't know what are those areas that God has given you a passion and a burden for. But if you're praying for a particular nation, let's say you're praying for India, I want you to go to God today and ask Him for a revival in our nation. Come to us quickly, for we desperately need your compassion. Some of you may have a burden for the schools and the education sector of a particular city or a nation. Then pray for revival in the education sector or in the schools. Some of you may be praying for athletes and sportsmen or social media influencers. Why don't you pray for a revival among the community of influencers in our nations? It is very easy for us to stand outside and judge everybody who is doing something wrong. But today the Lord wants us to take ownership. And instead of saying, let their sins punish them, we stand in the gap and say, Lord, please don't hold the sins of our forefathers against us. Abraham did this in the Old Testament, before the sacrificial work of Jesus, before he had a revelation of how to intercede. Because he was a friend of God, because he knew what was in the heart of God, he stood in the gap and he prayed and he saw results. And God changed his heart about the city of Sodom and Gomorrah several times according to the prayers that Abraham prayed. I believe that today if there are a few people that will rise up for a city and for a nation and we pray in agreement, we pray in oneness of mind and oneness of heart, saying, Lord, don't hold the sins of our forefathers against this present generation. Come to us quickly, because we desperately need your compassion. We would pray this. We are going to see the greatest move of God, the greatest grace of God, the greatest dunamis power of God being unleashed in our cities and nations because of that praying church, because of that praying family, because of that praying man or woman of God. Let's pray. Father, today we position ourselves to be that intercessor, to be the person who will stand in the gap, who will build a hedge around our city and our nation. I bless each and every one that are listening to my voice this morning. I pray that there will be a specific grace that will come upon them today, a grace for supplication and a grace for intercession. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. You're the one who teaches us how to pray and how to pray effectively. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We hope it encouraged you. For further details and resources, connect with us at pastorpriji.com. Let His grace lead your day ahead.